is. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along. Happy New Year. Hope you're doing wonderful things and have
2018
have great plans. I hope we talked about in December before we left. We talked about what your financial resolutions were.
Mm-hmm.
I try to break mine down into four areas. I hope you have too. This is how we help people. We help you to learn how to save. We help you learn how to spend. We help you learn how to live, and we help you learn how to give. And those are the things on this show that we try to teach and accommodate to the best of our ability. So I just always write down a couple sentences in those four areas of things that I want to get done. Mine tend to be more qualitative than quantitative, but I think it is a good way to go. This year, you really do need to try, in my opinion, if you don't have one yet, to come up with your financial vision, you know, again, a qualitative statement of how you want your life to be in the future. And again, the one of the things that I teach in churches is the charitable focus. If you're going to be a giver, right, my job is not to make you a bigger giver. It's to make you a better giver. So to figure out the best actual tax ramification for the way that you make the transfer of your wealth to charitable entities. Now, I did get asked one question real quick I want to hit. Joe, the market has been on a run. Why are consumers so excited? How do we know? And then somebody sent me this ETF indicator hits the century mark. And what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, simply put, there are things that we want in life.
Yes.
There are things that we need in life.
Yes.
You need toilet paper and cereal, right? That's called a staple, right? And you have wants, electronics, you know, gadgets, you know, nice cars, right?
Heated seats.
So two parts of the S&P 500, if you will, one is staples and one is what we call consumer discretionary.
Yes.
And so we always try to contrast those two together to create the confidence indicator, the consumer confidence indicator to be able to go. And what hit the 100, the ratio of how well consumer discretionary is doing from a stock price standpoint, relative to the staples, has increased 100%, 100 points, I should say. It's gone from 0.8 back in 08 to 1.80 now. And that's where that 100 indicator came from. So people ask me about the market. I'm not always agreeing with John Maynard Keynes, but I will agree with this. The market can remain irrational much longer than you can remain solvent. It can do crazy things. So pay attention. We got a lot to cover on the show today, but if you got a question, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
Yes.
Hope you guys are having an outstanding week as we enter in the new year.
January.
One of those things that that I get talked to a lot about. There's magical ages, Sherry.
Really?
Right? Magical age for a man, you know, one of those is when we turn that 50 thing.
Yes.
I had that. AARP found me. Send me the card.
How did they do that?
Yeah. You know, I promptly threw it away. Barb promptly pulled it out of the trash and said, do you realize the coupons? I don't need the coupons. Anyhow, that 70 and a half is another big year. And
yes.
70 and a half is the year that you have to begin taking money out of your IRA and 401k type of accounts. It's called a required minimum distribution. If you've never heard of it, do not, you know, there's some of you that are going, what do you mean, have you not heard of it? We have somebody who opens up an account at least once a quarter. It's probably closer to once a month with a substantial, probably 500,000 to above a million in one of those accounts that has no idea that they have to take money out. So if it's shocking to you, do not let anybody give you any gruff, but you do need to understand the rule. If you're going to turn 70 and a half this year, then there are two choices that you have to make. You get two. And most people only know about one.
Right, I was going to say, most people don't know that.
The first choice is at 70 and a half, the year you turn, you do have to begin to take a required minimum distribution. The real rule, however, is the year after the year in which you turn 70 and a half. But if you do that, you have to make two distributions in the next year, the first one being before April 1st.
Can we can we just say that you turn 70 and a half in May of this year?
Mm-hmm.
So their options are, you could do May of this year, you can take your first one,
mm-hmm.
or you can wait until January of the next year,
right?
January 2019, and take two.
And you're going to take two, the first one before April 1st for sure.
Okay.
Now, why does the IRS give a hoot? And the answer is very, very simply, you pay taxes as money is received, as income is received, so you would have made a quarterly payment on that money.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Two, I think they just like to be confusing. But why does it matter to you? Why would you ever delay? And we actually had three different people retire at age 70 this year. They're in higher incomes.
Yeah.
And next year, they're not going to be in as high of income. And so it made sense to delay. That's why.
Okay.
There is one thing where you get a lot of different choices, Sherry.
Okay.
And it's called Social Security.
Yeah.
And this is the one where most people, in my opinion, just jump in and try to make a decision. Now, I've said multiple times, I think we have a great Social Security department here in Madison County. I've had them give people right answers, and I've had people in other parts of the state and in Florida offices give them the wrong answer.
You mean in terms of their options?
Yes. Well, because that's all they're allowed to give.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to give advice. So we had a couple that came in in the last 60 days. Both of them 59 years old. Their plan was to take it at 62 because they're going to retire early.
Sure.
So they didn't have a penalty that they had to worry about by taking Social Security early.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they had it all worked out. And we were able to show them with some proper planning software that it was about $500,000 difference in income that they would receive over a normal life expectancy.
Right.
And that's just not even getting into all of the inflationary issues. So the synopsis of Social Security, and if you want more on this, by the way, I wrote my newspaper column on it last week. You can go to our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. It's there on our blog page, on our insights, and you can go in and read it anytime you want. But here's the skinny. Everybody can take Social Security at 62. So
yes.
Sherry and I are not there yet, but when we reach 62, we could choose to take Social Security. Even, you know, our age is a little different, not substantially. The point of that, however, is when you take it at 62, you're going to lose 6% a year of all of the for each year, and it is calculated monthly,
mm-hmm.
for every period of time that you take it before your full retirement age. So my full retirement age is 67. Okay.
Right.
So at 67, I've got a full retirement age number. Every year I choose to wait after 67, right? Every up to age 70, it doesn't make any sense to wait past 70, Sherry.
Right.
But once I reach 70, those 3 years, 68, 69, or 67, 68, 69, my Social Security benefit actually goes up 8% per year. So if I took it at 62, there's 5 years that I'm taking it before full retirement age.
Right.
That's a 30% reduction.
In every year.
Every year.
From then till
from then till that hot place freezes over.
So I think most people don't know that.
No, I know is most people want income when they can get it, and it's very easy to justify. You know, everybody knows the government's broke. You'll hear that. You could die early. Bad things do happen. You know, you don't want to take the money out of the account that you worked so hard to build up and save. The rules could change. Blah 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 blah. Right.
Yep.
And all of those are accurate. But in a perfect world, assuming Joe's health is in good order, where I'm going to live a normal life expectancy, where the tax rules are the same and where Social Security hadn't changed, Barb and I will be taking it at age 70. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense to not do that. Now, the new tax change that came out, there were a few things that were in there. One, on your Social Security, many of you will be at a lower marginal rate, which is a good thing. Social Security is still taxable up to 85%. So if your benefit is $10,000 a year, then up to 8,500 of that could be taxed, but it's based on all of your other income. So the Social Security beneficiaries are going to get about a 2% raise here in 2018,
okay,
right? Which matches what inflation was year over year. Now, that's a tricky subject. You've heard me talk about this on the radio before. The cost of goods continues to decline. The cost of services continue to rise. And what I will tell you is the older that we become, the more service-driven we are.
Right.
Well over 70% of the budget at the Clark household is service-driven, not good-driven. And you just break that down based on what are essentially wants and what are needs. So you get that 2% increase. It's going to translate to about $27 a month more for most people. According to Social Security, the average person will receive $1,404 in their Social Security payments.
Per month?
Yes. Now, the maximum that you can pay taxes on while you're working, that's when, you know, we're going out and working, so you pay half, your employer pays half, is $128,700. That's just about $1,000 more than what it was last year. And that's what you have to pay the 6.2% on. Mm-hmm. The Medicare continues to go on, obviously, after that. The maximum benefit, though, now is $2,788 a month. That's the most you could get if you were retiring today and you had paid into all of that. Mm-hmm. So when you go to socialsecurity.gov, which you should, and when you pull that down, what you're going to find is it's going to show a higher number. Mine shows something in the 3,000 digits.
Yeah.
But that's because I am 50 and it's 51 now, and it's extrapolating, right? Mm-hmm. It's going out further into the future. Full retirement age does continue to increase, like I told you. For most people, it's if you're born in 1960 or after, the number 67. If you're born prior to 1960, it's 66 and some months.
So was there any change, really quick, in if people are still working and taking Social Security? If they're taking Social Security but working part-time?
No change. There's a penalty, $1 for every $2 you make if you go before full retirement age.
Okay.
After that, you have the ability to, you can lose $1 for every $3 that you make.
Man.
Obviously, after full retirement age, there's no penalty at all.
Yeah.
Here's the key thing that people miss with Social Security, though. You can make more than that the year that you actually retire. And then go on Social Security.
Wow.
So the year you take it, and there's another threshold there that you need to be aware of. Hey, if you want to learn more, you can shoot us an email, go on our website, and again, my newspaper column is there. Go to yourlifeafterwork.com. Social Security is what I would call one of those big seven financial decisions that every family has to make, and most people don't make it with as much planning and thought. It's a, how quickly can I get it? The old saying is we spend more time planning for vacation than we do for retirement. And this is another case where I would say that is true.
Man.
Give us a call, 800-928-4001. Sharon, I'll be right back.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company. Got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
So happy to have you along. I told Sherry she was really going to enjoy this segment. She goes, what's
Yeah,
what's...
I don't believe it.
Yeah, no,
I don't believe it.
I think you will because we have talked about, and you earlier, you know, this is your second year or third year doing the radio show with me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Somebody asked the question, how do we possibly keep up with the 7,500 stocks that trade on the market every day?
Yes.
And my answer to you was it's not even a goal. Right. It's, you know, that back in seventh grade when I had my appendicitis and they had to take it out and the nurse said, Mr. Clark, you're not a very good patient. I said, it's not even a goal. Right? I think about the 7,500 stocks as not even being a goal. Right.
OK.
Our job is to manage money for people's for managing people who don't want to take care of it is the answer.
Sure. Okay.
But most of the time, the people that we're taking care of either don't need the money, they're in a stage that we call preservation, mm-hmm. or they're just starting a stage of distribution where they have to figure out which account does it come out? How much can I take? What are the tax implications?
What's the best decision? Yeah.
That's what I live for. It's really our why. We want to do everything we can to reduce financial stress and disharmony in people's lives anytime that we possibly can. But one of the things that we do have that is a filter that helps us is what we call the risk barometer.
Okay.
And in the old days, you know, so we started managing money back in 2000. Mm-hmm. Great time, tech wreck, right?
Sure. Perfect.
So when, you know, we started the firm in 97, we used outside people for 70% of it. We did 30. By 2000, we did everything internally. Hmm. And when we went to manage money, it was made up to a large degree of my decision-making process, me, myself, and I, right?
Okay.
Over the years, Adam came along as our CFA, and we added the fundamental side of it as well. So now it wasn't just Joe's belief. It was Joe's belief plus a professional giving an evaluation, an analyst, if you will, saying what was going on. Then we went along the way, and we added Andrew, a chartered market technician, that said, okay, not do we just have the narrative, that's my part, what's mm-hmm. going on in the world. We also have the fundamental part of the valuation, and we also have the part that says, okay, relative to the rest of the world, relative to the other stocks, how is this particular holding doing?
So does Andrew know about the 7,500 stocks?
Oh, no. He has a filter in the world of computers that we have today.
Sure.
He has a filter where he has the capacity to be able to go in to say, hey, these things are showing up on my filter today. The computer, actually, in his case, knows the 7,500 stocks.
I see. Okay.
Adam and I have no desire to pay attention to the 7,500. Mm. I look at life and say, based on demographics, based on what's going on, these are companies that I think are sectors of the economy that I think make sense. Adam looks at them from a fundamental perspective and says, yep or nope. and here they're overvalued or they're undervalued, or this situation's going on or that situation. And then Andrew is able to come in and say, hey, this is to be the best point to buy it. This would be the best point to sell it, or to find other things that are out there. But a great question. But here's the point. I don't want to lose this.
Sure. What?
We use a systematic approach to our investing. Mm-hmm. See, we are human. You may have noticed this if you've listened to the show for a long time. It's 20 years of doing it now. There are days when I'm in higher spirits than others. Mm-hmm. And it could be dependent on the market. It could be dependent on the tax changes. It could be dependent on the weather and the slippery snow that we've got today. It could be dependent on a whole lot of things.
Yes.
But I want you to understand that we're all, none of us are immune to having changes in our emotional behavior. And that's why we believe in systematic, which means rules-based investment decisions. We have that risk barometer that is put together and monitored weekly, updated monthly, that says, hey, here's our decision-making process. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. It doesn't matter if I got a good breakfast, no breakfast. Doesn't matter if my coffee got spilled. You know, we're going to make the same decision every time.
But you don't ever go with your gut?
No.
Wow.
Not. My component may have some of that intuition.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But by the time it gets filtered through everything else, it's not.
It's not. Okay.
So here's the point that I want to make. When I tell you that I'm human, and that I'm not immune to emotional points of view, what do you think about judges? Do you think are they human too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. A Stanford professor back in 2010 studied 1,100 decisions made by judges.
Okay.
1,100.
Okay.
And what they discovered was the time of day was a significant factor in the judge's decision.
Mm.
Essentially, prisoners who appeared before the court early in the day tended to get more favorable parole decisions, while those appearing just before lunch were more often than not denied parole.
Wow.
Then after lunch, the number of paroles granted jumped back up to the early morning levels, but then throughout the afternoon, the rate of paroles granted trended down, hitting a low by the end of the day. Now, I'm not a math geek. Adam's a math geek, you know, but I do understand significant moves, you know, when my engineer friends would tell you it's noise or it's signal. I assure you, if you saw the chart that was in front of me, that you would understand that this is truly signal. This is not noise.
No,
I don't ever have a desire to go in front of a judge to see if I can get parole, because that means I've already been in prison, right?
Well,
don't want to do that either.
Right.
But I guarantee you, I'm working on an early morning.
You're going in the morning.
Absolutely, because this is substantial. Decision fatigue is the observation that people tend to make worse decisions the more decisions they make. I'll say that again. Decision fatigue is the observation that people tend to make worse decisions the more decisions they make.
So if someone says, I'm overwhelmed at the moment,
that's
primarily because they're trying to make
too many significant decisions.
And they may not make the best.
Right. So you think about the Eisenhower principle, right? The Eisenhower principle says there's things in your life that are important. There's things in your life that are urgent.
Right.
Very rarely do you have an important and urgent issue. But most of the time, people spend their day on the urgent, and they never get around to doing the things that are the important.
Yeah.
So part of what is critically important for us is maintaining that risk barometer. Mm-hmm. So when you have May 24th of 2015, where you have a flash crash and the market's off 1,000 points, so that when you have something that is changing slowly as opposed to rapidly. Right?
Yes.
That you can still observe it and understand that it's going on because you have a tool that has been put into place, so you don't have to make that decision over and over and over and over and over. You've got systematic rules.
So you're saying your system overrides this bar chart that we're looking at?
Yes.
Here.
It doesn't matter if I'm hungry
or
if I'm well-fed or if it's early in the morning. The way our decision-making process works eliminates that kind of movement inside of the system. And that's really what rules-based stuff does for you. But it takes a lot of time. It's taken us 2 decades. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes a lot of time to be able to construct it, to be able to implement it, and the discipline to be able to follow it. But when you have three people who are all driven to, we love what we do, but when you have three people who are doing it, we hold each other accountable to it. We make sure that it happens. Everything is justified, verified, and clarified. and we're able to go through it at that part. But that's my key thing. You know, if you want to do this on your own, that's your business.
Yeah.
If you want a fiduciary, that's our business. and the bottom line is we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. But the way, if I was going to have somebody else do this for me, what I would be looking for is somebody who had a systematic rules-based thing, not somebody that said, I think this is what's going to happen because of the tax code, or I think this is what's going to happen because of the changes in earnings.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Hope you're having an outstanding day. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contest.
So happy to have you along. Mm-hmm. You know, the there are things that you just remember growing up. And, you know, it's, you know, I know this is going to be shocking to some of my younger listeners, but we had like three TV stations.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. And and you actually did walk up to the TV and turn it on with the knob, right?
Move the little things on top. And one of my favorite things, I'm a Rat Pack fan. You know, I love the Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra music. I really, really do. But I used to love the black and white movies of Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
You know, that fallout that they had, you know, I don't totally understand, but I've even gone to a hotel called the Valley Ho in Phoenix, which is where they used to hang out back in the day when they weren't in Vegas. So it was I really, really appreciate him. And in case you missed it, Jerry Lewis passed away last year at age 91.
Yeah.
Right? His heart gave out on him. And he did a lot of good raising money for a lot of people. So when Jerry died, he had a will. Now, let me just clarify a couple things. So big, bold letters. Joe is not an attorney, does not play one on TV, mm-hmm. does not play one on radio.
No.
However, Joe does believe, and the Financial Enhancement Group believes, that there are five areas that can financially get people into trouble. They're what we call the five critical elements. So every time somebody comes in to see us to do a family update, we're going to cover your life after work, which some people would call retirement, but I think it's more than that. We're going to cover your tax plan for the coming year. We're not tax reporting. We're not doing a 1040. We're going to cover the tax plan for the year. We're going to cover the investment playbook. That means you're making sure your money's invested the way it needs to be, the way it needs to be done for you. The fourth thing is what we call life happens. It's good, bad, and ugly of life. How do I put my kids to college? How do I put dad in a nursing home? You know, it's everything in between, some good, some bad. And then last but not least is the legacy plan. And it baffles me when people put legacy plans or don't put legacy plans together. They've built a $1 million 401k, and then they haven't even thought about what happens when they're gone. You know, the 401k's got a beneficiary designation, so they think, okay, everything's fine. So the advantage we have to going through that process, we've got families in 31 states. Mm-hmm. So I have read wills and trusts from probably 25 different states, probably 400 to 500 different law firms. It's not like I can give an attorney that I work with somebody else's, what we would call work product, their documents, mm-hmm. but I can certainly say, hey, I think this is a good idea. What do you think about that? Right. So it's a little different in Indiana than it is in Illinois. But you know, we can try to help people build the right one.
Okay.
You're going to ask a question.
Well, you're reading the wills, like, not after the person has passed away, mm-hmm. you're reading the wills to try to figure mm-hmm. out what's the smartest way to.
Right.
Position the money and
especially,
all that.
Especially when it comes to charitable gifting, because there's a lot of oopsies that take place in there when people don't think about income tax planning versus estate tax planning.
Sure.
So why do I bring this up? Well, in every state, there is this process that's called probate. Mm-hmm. And most people will look at me and say, Joe, I won't go through probate because I have a will. And what I want you to hear me and understand this is the way that a will works is via probate. So if you're using a will, you will indeed go through probate. That's the way it happens. Mm-hmm. So people will look at me and go, Joe, you don't have a will. Yes, I have a will. I have what's called a pour-over will. That means anything that I accidentally forgot to put in my trust, please do. So it pours everything that I forgot to put in my trust. And it happens. We had a gentleman in Lafayette that we've taken care of for over 15 years. You know, little by little, the mental acuity slips. Yeah. And he'd opened up a CD and hadn't told me and didn't title it correctly, put it in the trust. And so we had to open up probate for that CD, right? Because it was over $60,000, but everything else was in the trust and everything worked well. So Jerry Lewis had a will.
Okay.
Why Jerry Lewis didn't have a trust, I can't even explain. Why Joe Clark in Anderson, Indiana should be allowed to read Jerry Lewis's will, I don't understand. It's a $50 million assumed estate. That's what the estimate is.
So you can read it because it is a will.
Because it's will, because by definition, it is public documents.
Okay.
So we just like we did with Robin Williams, the year before, just like we did with Michael Jackson. Mm. Joe has a trust. Nobody will be reading on the radio Joe's will.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Jerry was married. Mm-hmm. Jerry had 6 kids.
Okay.
Jerry got divorced.
Okay.
Somewhere along the line, Jerry made another baby.
Okay.
But never married that person.
Okay.
And then Jerry got married to somebody else and they adopted a daughter.
Okay.
Right? So the first part was the crying out loud of the public about how bad Jerry really was because he disinherited the 6 kids. Now, he told everybody. Everybody knew that there had been a falling out and that those 6 kids were disinherited. But the way to make it so that there's no chance of anybody arguing, fighting, or coming back is you actually have to say, I intentionally disinherit and named each of those 6 children.
In the will.
In the will. Okay. It says they get nothing. Squat. All right? And you have to...
Otherwise, they would have.
To be safe, you have to name them.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And then he named the wife, and the adopted daughter who did get it.
Okay.
Right? So... As crass as that may appear to intentionally name, I leave you nothing, right? Mm-hmm. That is actually the correct legal way of doing it so that there's no misinterpretation,
wow.
Right? If one of those 6 kids says, well, dad really meant to give me the place, and it's kind of like, nah, it says here, intentionally not.
Right, exactly.
Intentionally not. So... You know, you've got to pay attention to those kind of things and know that they're there. Now, the challenge is this. He left off the baby that he made where he didn't marry the mama.
Right.
Right?
That person's not mentioned
anywhere. And apparently she's a homeless individual living in one of the bigger cities.
Okay.
Okay? And, you know, so we don't know. Jerry's dead. Did Jerry not intentionally disinherit her so that she would have a claim to some of it? Did he think that she wouldn't have money for an attorney and therefore didn't care about it? Did he simply forget it? Did he not want to tell his attorney that he had it, had her? Did he not want to make it legitimate in the will that, you know, yeah, I did this thing, whether it was when he was married or not married, who knows, right?
Right.
But see, you can see where that leaves that lack of clarification.
Sure.
Right? And so now we have a public document. We really don't know what his wishes, wants, and wills were. Will, huh? Get it?
Yeah.
And it, you know, we really don't know, and we don't know how it's going to pan out. But if an attorney finds the young lady and says, "Hey, I will open up the case just to get some free exposure," you know, and if you don't get anything, I don't get anything. But if we get something, I get part.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah.
Do not be surprised if we hear more about this later on.
All of that would have been avoided had it gone through trust.
It would have been a whole lot simpler in a trust because the only people that have access to the trust are the trustee, the attorney that wrote it, and anybody else you decided to show it to. In this case, it would have been the successor trustee.
I see.
Right? So when somebody opens up an account here, I don't have many families that don't give me the whole trust because they want my thoughts.
Right.
Right?
Yep, yep.
But technically, there's a few pages that you give that shows that you have the right to open up an account for this trust and what your authorities are. You do not have to give everybody your entire document. So it can remain very, very personal, very, very private. You still probably would have been best off, in my non-legal opinion, member Joe, not an attorney, to say, hey, you know, these people get nothing, just to make it clear for your trustees. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, the managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. I hope you're enjoying the show. You got a question or comment, give us a call, 800-928-4001. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And it's time with Sherry.
That's where it's time.
That's where she's able to go out and pick topics that I don't know, that I'm not informed of, so that we're able to come on here and just play the, let's see if we can trick Joe.
Into, I just don't tell you.
Yeah, you just don't tell me.
Yeah, and always pick things that I'm interested in.
Yes, she does. It's very self-serving, I might add.
Actually, and it is. It
works out that way. But anyhow, welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Go ahead, Sherry.
Okay, well, as we've talked about it other times on the show, I'm in the process of building a house. I've moved. I sold my house. I built a house. House is a big topic in my world.
Uh-huh.
And over the years, I have actually, back in a former life, had arguments with financial planners and investors about this very topic. And mm-hmm. Obviously, that's dangerous because they know more than I do, generally speaking, about this. But the question is, let's say you have extra money for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
Do you invest it or pay off your mortgage? And how do you decide?
Well, go ahead.
So I have found an article that really actually delves into this, because to me, it was a very simple answer. You look at your expected rate of return if you invest it, mm-hmm. and you look at the percentage of interest rate that you're paying on your mortgage. Very simple answer. They list all kinds of things you can consider, should consider. So I want to ask you this question and see what you think about what they think we should be thinking about. Or do you think it's that simple? Just to...
It's not that simple. One of the things that drives me insane is when people say mortgage interest is deductible. Mortgage interest is only deductible up to the extent that you itemized.
Right.
And now, married filing jointly, you've got a $24,000 standard deduction.
Right.
You know, our average family is around $18,600 a year of itemized deduction. So the majority of people that we take care of will be taking the standard deduction more often than not. Now, we have a strategy that will help them use so that we get some of the benefit out of that. But that is a real thing. So it's not always deductible interest. Secondly, one of the things, and this has always been true, but it's never been clarified. One of the things in that 1,097 pages of the tax code was it made it very clear that if you've used a HELOC, home equity line of credit, or mm-hmm. you've taken money out of your mortgage to use for anything other than improvement on the home, that it is no longer deductible.
Right.
So even though you deducted it last year, you probably shouldn't have, but if you've used it to consolidate credit cards, mm. buy cars, you know, a lot of things that I've seen people do over the years, because that way they could make the interest deductible.
Sure.
It is specifically precluded now, you know, from that. Mm-hmm. So what Sherry said, and we actually covered this in another part of the show today, I do exactly what what she said. I always take what is my assumed rate of return, what do I believe that I will get, minus what I know my guaranteed cost is, right? Mm-hmm. So my mortgage is at 2.85% fixed, right? So if I thought I was going to get 5.85% in my return in my investments, right? And remember, it's recent. Another one of those biases that we have is recency bias, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yes, last year we were up 18-20%. I know that. You know that. So it's really easy to say, well, I'm going to earn 10% this year.
Sure.
Right? I think you've got to go back to that historical norm. And our growth accounts, you know, our target after all fees and expenses is between 7 and 8, right? And most people are a little bit above that because last year was so good. But that's right. we keep track on our statements, the journey. So if somebody became a family in 08, they know what they've received every year, but more importantly, the average of each and every year net of all fees and expenses so that they can look at that journey, right? Mm-hmm. So this isn't a one-year, this is not a one-off. This is an ongoing decision that you have to make with an assumed rate of return. Mm-hmm. You can probably use 7.5 if you're in a growth mode and be okay. So you subtract whatever your mortgage is, let's say it's 3, and that means you think you're going to get 4.5% extra. If you happen to be in a situation where the mortgage interest would be deductible, then maybe it's a good idea to not pay off the mortgage and invest.
Right.
What I do, we've got one family that's got a big account, and they've got a few million dollars left on the loan from the house. And about every quarter, we go in and rake off a certain percentage of the profits and use that to pay down the debt.
Right,
so it was a $5 million house at one point. You know, it's now down to a $2 million house, and the account's not going down in value because we've done that with profits over a period of time.
As you went.
In the most tax-efficient manner possible, which is not always the easiest in that scenario. But that's one strategy, one way to look at it.
So one of the things they said to consider, and I can't figure out why this would matter, is your home's current market value as well as the appreciation in the area. Why would that matter?
It doesn't. Whether the bank owns the house or whether you own the house, you are entitled to 100% of the appreciation or depreciation.
Right.
Right. That, you know, the bank's not on the hook for the depreciation.
No.
You still have to pay off the loan.
Okay.
And you're 100% benefactor of the appreciation, not the bank. Right.
Okay.
So I would disagree that has anything to do with, you know, anything.
So what about they also say you should consider your income tax rate. Why would that happen?
The income tax rate controls what the standard deduction value is.
I see.
Right? So if you're at the higher tax bracket, the deduction is worth more than if you're at the lower bracket.
Okay. So it boils down to this.
And again, for the record, the majority of you listening to the show, especially that are retired, are going to be taking the standard deduction more often. So when we talk about deduction stacking on the show, you need to really pay attention because there's some strategies that are really beneficial for people that are often overlooked because it's not tax reporting, it's tax planning. And the bottom line is many of you have CPAs, and so you presume tax planning is being done. They will tell you that it's not being done. Tax reporting is being done. Tax planning has to occur before the end of the year. The best you can do is let it occur now so we can talk about things like QCDs and RMDs and Social Security elections and all the things that need to go along.
Right. Okay. So just to close up on this conversation, true or false, pay off your mortgage early if you're a conservative investor in a low tax bracket with a high mortgage interest rate.
Absolutely. That's a trifecta.
Okay.
That one's an easy.
Easy. Invest if you're an aggressive investor in a high tax bracket with a low 30-year fixed mortgage interest rate and you're younger than 50.
I don't even care about the 50 part.
You don't care about the age.
Yeah. One of the challenges that we have in our industry, all right, and it's again, understanding that difference between the fiduciary. The answer to that one is yes. I would be the investor on that side. But one of the challenges that we have that the majority of my industry functions under suitability. They're not fiduciaries.
Right.
Right. So everything has to go into a box. Well, one of the best ways to put a box in a generality is people's age.
Yeah.
But God made us all different. We're all unique. When Barb's grandma died at 98, I had 70% of her money in equities.
Mm.
Right. And that's not what most people would think, but it was 2006. Interest rates were low. Mm. Market was doing well. She didn't need the money.
Right.
Why would I look at it and say, because she's 98, that she should be in all CDs?
Right. Exactly. Right?
That does not make sense.
Yeah.
And I would throw out a lot of those age-based rules that you read. Keep in mind one last thing. We had a major issue already with an accounting journal putting out bad data over what the tax bill said.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's because people forget that research on Google, on the internet, is data sensitive, not date sensitive.
Mm.
And so people would type stuff in at the end of the hour, and they were getting stuff before the final bill was approved, and then believing that was accurate because they didn't want to read the 1,097 pages.
Mm.
That's what you paid me to do.
Yep.
Hey, folks, I hope you're having a great day. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Have a great week, my friends. Give us a call, 800-928-4001.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.